News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:06, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Heading for a high around 91, says Dr. Bill. 73 now. We'll catch his forecast right after traffic with Kane right here on FM Talk.
Good morning, everyone. For the Fitz & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, perfect start to the morning so far. Accident-free conditions. Mobile Police Department, state troopers say they're clear from Loxley to Daphne and across the Bayway. Mobile to Saraland. Haven't had any delays on the interstate. A perfect start to our Friday morning. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel in Point Clear, and you'll get the lowest rate of the summer. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, and the new splash and activities lawn. Get the details at grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with just isolated thunderstorms. It will be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not. A self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump. And now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist? It's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Mobile needs a tough conservative judge to keep our family safe, and the choice is clear. Conservative Harry Satterwhite has been a member of the Republican Executive Committee for almost two decades. He's a local ball coach and has been a conservative lawyer in Mobile for the last 25 years. Harry's opponent, Brandi Hambright, spent her career working for criminals. As a criminal defense lawyer and member of the criminal defense bar for the last 18 years, Hambright has been working to put criminals back on the streets. Harry Satterwhite is not working for the criminals. In fact, Satterwhite has never made a living representing criminals. Harry Satterwhite is a pro-life, Second Amendment, tough on crime conservative. On July 17th, vote for the candidate who is not working for the criminals. Vote conservative, Harry Satterwhite, for circuit judge.
Paid for by Satterwhite for Judge, 1325 Dolphin Street, Mobile, 36604.
Right, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Friday morning. Sean, Kelly, Dalton, Kane, and Dr. Bill. Also, you at 343-0106. Should we reveal? Dalton gave us a number right here before we went on the air. And I was listening to, as you could tell on Twitter from that back and forth last night, I listened to an hour and a half of the questioning of Strzok and... As an American, I wanted to dig a hole and hide in the hole.
It was too much.
I thought an embarrassment on all sides went down yesterday.
It was political
yesterday.
Theater.
Yes, it was. And people are doing things. They're not doing things to try to get the answers for us.
No.
They're doing things beyond the record that they were trying to get the answer for things.
And to get a great soundbite in there.
Right, so they can say, it's not really whether it's accomplished, it's just that they can say, look, I was busy trying to get you the answer.
Let's be honest, they were recording for their next campaign ads.
I think you're right.
They want those clips for their next ads.
There's so many people in so many different states who should be questioning their lawmakers for the performances that they displayed yesterday on both sides.
I mean, it's like, you know when the class was bad enough? That the teacher didn't just say, okay, it's Sullivan, it's Orwig, it's Finley, y'all got detention. When the teacher would just say, all of y'all.
Yeah.
The whole class, they walk
you're
in.
Finished. You were,
like the teacher had to go do something in the teacher's lounge, which back in the day was usually go smoke. No, they had to go do something and they were gone for, and then y'all made some bad choices as a classroom. And the teacher came back in and just said, Y'all are all going to detention.
Right. Accountability is a big deal. I mean, yesterday, more than 10 hours of...
Well, that's what did you say, Dalton?
Well, there was an initial closed door that was 11 hours, but you said yesterday
11
hours
of closed door.
Yeah,
10 hours of open.
Yeah, this was 10 hours. It was unbelievable. And of course, I think, when do they go to the bathroom? Like, when do they take lunch breaks, snack breaks, and all that stuff? But it really was, and I don't know how many of our friends listening were able to watch any
don't
of it.
Don't watch it.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it to yourself. And depending on which channel you watch, is how the story
Oh, my gosh, I did that
spinning.
Last night, yes.
Just look at the headlines. If you turn off the volume and look at what's called the CG, the character generator, those are the, when you see the person's name at the bottom of the screen, and just look at the headline there.
Yes.
It tells you what you need to know.
We'll talk more about that coming up. But, of course, President Trump in England, and we'll get into that story, and at least the story out of the Sun publication this morning that has a lot of chins wagging as the president and Theresa May have been.
Chins a wagging. Oh, I would think fingers a wagging.
I think chins wagging as they talk, as they flap their jaws.
Bumping gums.
Yes, just like a like a Marinette character with the.
Can you tell it's Friday the 13th?
It is. Dun 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 dun. It is time for headlines.
Alrighty.
Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, gentlemen. Good morning. 46-year-old Jeffrey Melton Morris, an Alabama constable, was arrested on Wednesday. He's accused of impersonating a police officer and illegally imprisoning a person within the same day. According to court records, Morris is a constable in the Tanner Williams area of Mobile. Looking in his record, he was also charged with domestic violence in August of 2017. Those charges, though, were dropped in January of 2018. So here's what happened. After Morris pulled the driver over, officers arrived and they arrested him. Please don't. I was trying to get through the story and not crack a smile.
Okay.
Alabama constables legally have the power to make an arrest. Well, you know, the clock is ticking. We're less than 1 week away from the July 17th primary, so this is big news as a Montgomery judge has dismissed Troy King's lawsuit against Attorney General Steve Marshall over contributions that he received from the Republican Attorneys General Association. It's a story that we brought you earlier this week. Circuit Court Judge James Anderson on Thursday denied King's request for a restraining order against the AG and dismissed the lawsuit in its entirety. So here's what was the issue. King was arguing that the contributions violated the state's ban on transfers between PACs since the Republican group received contributions from another PAC. What he wanted to do was block Mr. Marshall from spending that money before Tuesday's GOP runoff for Attorney General. Circuit Court Judge Anderson said the Republican PAC is federally regulated and questioned how he and the state law would have jurisdiction over transfers that happened in another state. And just a reminder, Attorney General Steve Marshall will join us this morning in our 8 o'clock hour, answering your questions, of course, and talking more about the July 17th runoff. And we'd love to hear from you. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Paid by committee to elect David Northcutt, P.O. Box 515, Montrose, Alabama, 36559.
Chris Elliott must think voters of Baldwin County are stupid. He's lying to the voters about David Northcutt. Facts speak for themselves. Fact. Chris Elliott is a tax raiser. He supported and campaigned for Build Baldwin Now, the tax increase voters of Baldwin County rejected. And now he's taking taxpayer-funded trips to Washington, D.C. as a political stunt. Fact. Chris Elliott is in the pocket of Montgomery's special interests. Elliott has received over $350,000 from liberal special interest who support Common Core, weakening gun rights, and especially raising the gas tax because Elliott has agreed to raise your taxes. Fact. Chris Elliott was arrested for DUI. He stated he was going to own his punishment. He had his attorney in court say that he was too important to lose his driver's license because he was a politician. Come on, Chris. The voters aren't buying your deceit. We have a clear choice on July 17th. Vote for lying career politician Chris Elliott or the true conservative David Northcutt.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The federal government is now investigating a chemical leak that has plagued one Mobile County city for nearly a decade. Pritchard City Councilman Lorenzo Martin says soil contaminated with mercaptan was buried years ago, not cleaned up. At 10:30 this morning, the Department of Housing and Urban Development is expected to announce an investigation into the leak, looking into whether it's a violation of the Fair Housing Act. The body of a young mother missing since February is discovered in a cargo trailer in Pensacola. Cassandra Robinson was last seen leaving her daughter's birthday party. Her body was found near the intersection of 65th Avenue and Fairfield Drive. Police confirmed they have a suspect in jail on unrelated charges. That suspect has not been identified. Mobile police confirmed 23-year-old Ronnie Anderson is charged in a shooting Wednesday night. Two people were wounded in that shooting on Thompson Drive. Anderson is facing two counts of assault and firing a gun into an occupied building or vehicle. I'm Jessica Trelawney for WKRG News 5.
D.R. Ross Incorporated offers residential land clearing and commercial demolition services to its customers. Since 2000, they've served Mobile County and beyond, including Mississippi and Florida. Free estimates are available within a 75-mile radius of Mobile. Call D.R. Ross Incorporated at 251-298-4688 for lot clearing, land clearing, demolition, ponds, roads, or sediment and erosion control. D.R. Ross Incorporated looks forward to serving you. 251-298-4688.
Probate judges do a lot more than just sell car tags. They preside over 1,500 hearings a year.
I'm Alan Lipscomb, candidate for probate judge of Baldwin County. Not only am I an experienced probate attorney, I'm an experienced business owner. Just last year, more than $40 million went through my accounts, and I'm responsible for every penny. I'm probate attorney Alan Lipscomb, humbly asking for your vote for Baldwin County probate judge. I don't sue people for a living. I help them.
Paid for by committee to elect Alan Lipscomb, P.O. Box 471, Fairhope, Alabama.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shop maintains the highest standards in our work and who we employ. We're currently looking for the best body technicians and auto damage estimators. Could that be you? Apply today at any of Professional Collision's seven locations.
Good morning, 618 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Big news for fans of the Paul Feinbaum Show right here on FM Talk 106.5. USA Today Sports reported yesterday that Feinbaum is signing a new contract with ESPN and the SEC Network. His new deal is expected to be announced by ESPN today. Feinbaum Show on ESPN launched back in 2014. USA Today reports that Feinbaum's previous contract was up at the end of this month, and negotiations had been contentious until recently. Stories had circulated in multiple publications that he was contemplating a move elsewhere, including possibly the Big Ten Network with Fox. But no longer. He'll be with ESPN.
So It was a negotiation game. Exactly. Yeah. That's why I didn't get into it. I got a couple emails. People said, what do you think's happening? And I said, you know, come on.
Same reason an NBA player says, you know, I know I said I'm going to L.A., but Houston looks pretty good right
now. That's right.
At Wimbledon, Serena Williams defeated Germany's Julia Georges in straight sets 6-2, 6-4 in the Wimbledon semifinals on Thursday. After winning, Serena spoke about being in the finals less than a year after giving birth.
Yeah, it was tough. And there was a time where I could barely walk to my mailbox. So I was saying that, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, she should be in the final. But for me, it's like it's such a pleasure and a joy because, you know, less than a year ago, I was going through so much stuff.
And for the second time in 3 years, Williams will face Angelique Kerber for the title. In yesterday's other semifinal, the number 11 seed Kerber beat number 12 seed Helena Ostapenko 6-3 and 6-3. Kerber lost to Williams in the Wimbledon 2016 final. They'll play tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. for the title. This morning, the men will play the semifinals to see who moves into Sunday's finals. At 7 a.m., number 8 seed Kevin Anderson faces the only American left standing, number 9 seed John Isner. Then at 9 this morning, number 2 seed Rafael Nadal takes on number 12 seed Novak Djokovic. The Mobile Bay Bears lost last night's series opener to the Jackson Generals 8-7. The game went back and forth until Jackson got the winning run on a walk-off RBI single from the Generals' Jose Venecio. Tonight, Bay Bears will look to get even in the second game of the away series. First pitch is set for 6:05. On the PGA Tour, Steve Wheatcroft leads by one after the first round of the John Deere Classic. He shot a career-best 9-under par 62 yesterday. Wheatcroft birdied 7 of the last 9 holes to finish a shot ahead of Michael Kim. Defending champion Bryson DeChambeau, he's the highest-ranked player in the field. He withdrew because of a right shoulder injury.
Dalton, Wheatcroft sounds like a beer.
It does. I wonder if Wheatcroft drinks.
We're going to find it. I like that. Wheat beer. Pretty good?
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah. Good call. 6:21 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
And also in the world of Associated Sports here in our neck of the woods with the Blue Marlin Grand Championship going in 7 o'clock this morning. Blue is coming to the scales. So be tuned in. Yeah, we'll give you details on that starting at 7, a weigh-in time. There's a Marlin that will is making its way back in to the wharf in day one.
That's pretty soon, right?
Yeah, they just left yesterday and caught the fish yesterday afternoon, and they're motoring their way back in. Weigh-in opens officially at 7. So you'd want to time it and still fish. Even if you want to weigh that fish, you'd want to do everything so you're pulling in at the first second you can weigh that fish, number one, so you don't lose any weight, but number two, so you don't lose fishing time out there, so you stay offshore, you fish, and then you come in, then you turn around and go back out. But we'll talk more about that after 7:21. We are coming right back.
This is George Zogby, candidate for Mobile County District Court Judge. Recently, a man was murdered by a person that was just released from jail on an extremely low bond on a charge of burglary just weeks earlier. This is absurd. As judge, I will set maximum bonds on serious repeat offenders to keep them off the streets of Mobile County. For me to do this, I need you to get out and vote on July 17.
Vote George Zogby, Tuesday, July 17. Paid for by the committee to elect George Zogby.
Need a golf cart? Want a golf cart? Cart Doctor sells the newest 2018-2019 Yamaha and street legal carts by Star and Tomberlin, as well as late model used carts from Yamaha. And if you want to sell your cart, let the Cart Doctor do it with their consignment program. Need a golf cart repaired? Cart Doctor repairs all models with full service mechanics, the only full service golf cart provider in South Alabama. Cart Doctor even designs custom carts. Bring your imagination, they'll make it a reality. Tailgating, toting kids around safely, escorting guests at weddings or parties, or just getting around your property or facility, it's easier with a cart from Cart Doctor. And Cart Doctor rents all size carts with delivery and pickup, making any event much more convenient and, of course, fun. See Cart Doctor at their new location, 5683 Highway 90 in Theodore. On the left, heading south, just look for the Cart Doctor sign. Cart Doctor, the dealer for all your cart needs.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with just isolated thunderstorms. It will be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
My friend Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape back in the studio, and you're always keeping abreast of what's brand new, and you're offering it to us right here in Mobile and Baldwin County's liquid aeration. Tell me about this.
We're using a couple of different products, liquid aeration and liquid organics, and we've been experimenting with it for a few years, some of it on your yard, some of it on mine.
Yep.
It's just some products that we're really happy with the results. We really think it's going to be beneficial to your lawn and most lawns around here. And liquid aeration simply just clumps fine soil particles together, creating micro channels for water, air, and roots to work within. It also creates little pockets for beneficial bacteria to populate. And then we throw in liquid organics, and it's like beneficial bacteria, like you would eat yogurt. It essentially is that for your soil.
So you're making healthier soil to make healthier grass.
Yeah, building better grass from the ground up.
That's what they do at Sexton Lawn and Landscape. So somebody wants to get this done at their place, how do they get in touch with you?
Find us online, sextonlandscapes.com. We're all over social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, or just give us a call, 626-3309.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truitt. Truitt Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truitt Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600, or go to truittinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truitt Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truitt today.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a good ride so far. Coming in from Baldwin County, light traffic and no accidents from the Bayway, the Causeway, Dolphin Island Parkway to I-10, and then 65 split. If you're traveling Dolphin, Moffitt, and Spring Hill on 65, traffic already starting to build, but nothing out of the ordinary. Market in the Park is back again tomorrow from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. It's your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. Get all the details online at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
All right, 625 FM Talk 106.5, heading for a high in the 90s again today. And by the weekend, though, some more rain in the mix. Details from Dr. Bill, just about 8 minutes away. Right now, let's get headlines with Kelly Finley.
You know, usually I do two headlines, maybe three. This is just one long headline because
Like a run-on headline?
Oh, my goodness. We were talking about this during the break about, here's the deal. The best way to get ahead of a story is to tell everyone about it. before a jokester on the other end can tell the world, right?
Fair enough, yes.
That's what's happening. Former Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore has announced that he was duped by Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yes, so y'all, when you hear that, that's Bruno, that's Borat. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Ali G.
Thank you, Kasha. And he's doing it because the upcoming Showtime series, Who is America, is coming on, I believe, this evening. Moore admitted in a press release, quote, "In February of 2018, I was invited to Washington, D.C. to receive an award for my strong support of Israel in commemoration of her 70th anniversary as a nation. Because Alabama has always been at the forefront of support of Israel, and because I share a strong belief in God as the creator and sustainer of all life, as does Israel, I eventually accepted the invitation. Expenses were paid." He goes on to say, "I didn't even know Sacha Cohen or that a Showtime TV series was being planned to embarrass, humiliate, and mock not only Israel, but also religious conservatives such as Sarah Palin, Joe Walsh, and Dick Cheney." So that means more people are being embarrassed in this show coming up. He goes on to say, "I do not apologize for my belief in God or the common religious and cultural heritage that Israel shares with America." So a long statement. So I'm going to go ahead and fast forward to the very end of it where he says, "As an American, I would never hide my identity and deceive others only to mock and ridicule them as the Showtime series is designed to do. America is not only about being proud, about being brave and standing for what we believe." And he goes on to say, "I'm involved in several court cases presently to defend my honor and character against vicious, false political attacks by liberals like Cohen." I don't even know what to say.
We'll get it next.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The body of a young mother missing since February is discovered in a cargo trailer in Pensacola. Cassandra Robinson was last seen leaving her daughter's birthday party. Her body was found near the intersection of 65th Avenue and Fairfield Drive. Police confirm they have a suspect in jail on unrelated charges. That suspect has not been identified. Highway 31 in Escambia County, Alabama is back open this morning after a train derailment shut down the highway for nearly 24 hours. Six cars went off the track between Atmore and Flomaton. The derailment also created a backup for the rail system, delaying rail shipments throughout the region. The Blue Marlin Grand Championship is underway in Orange Beach. Weigh-ins at the Wharf Marina tonight and Saturday night will feature big marlins, dolphin fish, tuna, and wahoos. And the Navy Blue Angels will fly today in a dress rehearsal for Saturday's Red, White, and Blues air show for Pensacola Beach. Practice begins with civilian acts at noon, followed by the Blues at 2. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG.
Attorney General Steve Marshall is fighting alongside President Trump. A Christian conservative, Steve Marshall will uphold our values. Steve Marshall is pro-life and protected a pregnancy center's right to free speech. A defender of gun rights, Steve Marshall is endorsed by the NRA. And Steve Marshall fought to stop sanctuary cities and end illegal immigration. Here's Steve Marshall and President Trump, our conservative fighters.
I'm a Christian conservative driven by my faith.
May God bless our glorious nation.
I'm pro-life and will protect the unborn.
Every child is a precious gift from God.
I will always defend our gun rights.
I will protect our Second Amendment.
I will crack down on sanctuary cities.
We will end the sanctuary cities.
Republican Steve Marshall, pro-Trump, fighting for Alabama.
Paid for by Steve Marshall for Alabama, Inc. P.O. Box 3537, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
Hi, I'm Chad Summerlin, group leader of Bama Cary. Police Chief Shane Stringer and House District 102 candidate has our support. As a veteran law enforcement officer, Chief Stringer has always supported the Second Amendment. We have joined Sheriff Sam Cochran and Public Safety Director Jimmy Barber and others in supporting Chief Stringer, the first to propose arming training teachers to protect our children. Tough on crime, a reputation for getting the job done. On Tuesday, July 17th, vote Shane Stringer.
Paid for by Shane Stringer for HD 102, Post Office Box 92, Citronelle, Alabama, 36522.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
An interview President Trump gave to the British tabloid The Sun is being called an affront to Prime Minister Theresa May, who is hosting his visit to Great Britain.
In this stunning interview, the president criticizing her plan for Brexit, he threw cold water
on the potential of a U.S.-UK trade deal, and he praised her political rival.
Now that's Boris Johnson, correspondent Caitlin Collins reports, who resigned from May's cabinet. Correspondent Nick Peyton Walsh is outside Parliament, where thousands of anti-Trump protesters have gathered, and a balloon caricaturing the president is floating overhead.
Some people do find this display of a sitting U.S. president as a baby in a diaper to be disrespectful of the office, but still, regardless, a busy day here on the streets, police hoping it will remain calm.
The British pound has fallen 0.6% as Theresa May's government struggles to put a brave face on President Trump's visit. On Wall Street, futures have fluctuated slightly. Right now, they are mixed. I'm Evan Haney.
Your Money Now, brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. A jury in St. Louis has ordered Johnson & Johnson to pay a record $4.69 billion to 22 women who allege the company's talc-based products, including its baby powder, contain asbestos and cause them to develop ovarian cancer. The verdict is the largest J&J has faced to date over allegations that its talc-based products cause cancer. The company, which is battling some 9,000 cases, denies both that its talc products cause cancer and that they ever contained asbestos. It says decades of studies show its talc to be safe and has successfully overturned previous talc verdicts on technical legal grounds. Investment bank J.P. Morgan today raised its outlook for oil prices but lowered its forecast for global crude demand growth this year amid increasing uncertainty over international trade. The bank says prices for Brent crude would average $70 a barrel in both 2018 and 2019. On Wall Street, futures are little changed after stocks posted strong gains yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
The world has changed. Where you get your financial advice should too. As you look to protect and grow your wealth in this uncertain market, the right partnership can give you one of the most powerful tools in investing today. Confidence. Let your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. Advice that's backed by the only research in the industry dedicated to helping individual investors like you. So call your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, at 251-510-0748. Because putting the right protection in place today can make a big difference tomorrow. Call Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. That's 510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. $200,000. Minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
This weekend is the greatest show in sport fishing, the Blue Marlin Grand Championship at the Wharf in Orange Beach. Come see the best teams in the world bring their fish to the weigh dock in pursuit of more than $2 million. It's another great night of family fun at the Wharf, and admission is free. Let the kids get up close and personal with the big fish and in the fighting chair. Visit BlueMarlinGrandChampionship.com and on Facebook and Instagram. We'll see you at the Wharf this weekend for the greatest show in sport fishing, the Blue Marlin Grand Championship.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
And speaking of which, in just 25 minutes, the first Marlin of the Blue Marlin Grand Championship coming to the scales. We got note from our buddy Jim Cox, and Jim says a 112-inch fish coming in, and it will be, well, it's maybe in there now, but they're going to be raising it on the scale at 7 this morning. And your chance to maybe you're in the neighborhood there, you want to stop on by and check it out, you could do that. The folks on the Quick Time, the name of that boat, that sport fishing yacht coming in, they're weighing that fish this morning at 7. So you're there and at the wharf, you can stop on by and see it. All right, now it's time to say good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And we got to talk about the weekend ahead. I know we'll do it officially next hour with the weekend weather scale, but what are you seeing now for Saturday and Sunday and for today?
Well, it looks like today and tomorrow, we're just going to have a slight chance of a thunderstorm. It's going to be hot. I mean, temperatures up in the mid-90s for today with a heat index of about 105. Yeah, it's going to be rather uncomfortable. And, of course, plenty of sunshine, which will allow that temperature to get up into the mid-90s. As for tonight, it looks like mostly clear in mid-70s. And then Saturday looks like the best day of the weekend, mostly sunny. But still hot, 95 degrees, and just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. I think we'll see a heat index again around 105 for Saturday afternoon. On Sunday, got a better chance of some rain. It'll be partly cloudy, and we'll see scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. That'll keep temperatures down just a little bit. We'll look for the lower 90s for Sunday. And after that, we've got a real good chance for thunderstorm activity Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. A lot of moisture coming in from the Gulf of Mexico, and conditions in the upper atmosphere will be conducive to produce quite a few thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. But still, we'll see temperatures get up around 90 to 92 degrees, so you can imagine how humid it's going to be as we get into early next week.
That moisture coming off the Gulf early next week, is that just a something? Is it tropical? What are you
doing? It's just a big surge of southerly flow that'll be coming across the area, bringing in a lot of moisture. And so if you think it's humid now, just wait till Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week.
Thanks, Doc. I appreciate that. How about elsewhere in the tropics? What are you watching?
Well, we finally got rid of one storm that has moved on up into Iceland this morning. It's dissipating. Now we have the remnants of Beryl, which is just off the coast of North Carolina. There's some indication that it may possibly develop into a depression, but it's headed to the northeast and will be out in the open waters of the North Atlantic. So no problem there. Quiet across the Gulf. The Caribbean is also quiet, and we've got some thunderstorm activity in the eastern Atlantic, but nothing organized at this time.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon for the weekend weather scale.
Okay, Sean.
All right, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, 640, coming right back with headlines with Kelly.
It's time for the 85th annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, the largest fishing tournament in the world. Hey, it kicks off with the Mossy Oak Liars Contest on Thursday, July 19th on Dolphin Island. Fishing begins at 5 Friday morning, July 20th, with the Molly Ringwalds playing that night. Hey, the rodeo site and all the musical acts are free to spectators for the weekend, and the total awards package this year valued at $500,000 in cash and prizes, with 30 categories and 4 jackpots, including CraneWorks Red Snapper Jackpot. For tickets and more information, visit ADSFR.com.
Paid for by Friends of Chris Elliott, 8320 Spanish Fort Boulevard, Spanish Fort, 36527.
Dr. David Northcutt, remember him? Convicted by the state of Alabama for fraudulent communications, has another secret he doesn't want you to know. Why has Northcutt poured more than $100,000 of his personal money into his campaign for Senate? For the last 6 years, David Northcutt has been in Montgomery lobbying to change the law so he can use lower-paid, less-trained employees to do medical procedures, allowing him to work less and make more money. The Alabama Dental Association and more than 1,000 dentists opposed Northcutt. Even Alabama's lawmakers wouldn't fall for Northcutt's trickery, and they rejected the changes. Now Northcutt wants you to elect him to the state Senate so he can change the law and make more money in his dental practice. Folks, Montgomery has enough ethically challenged people. We sure don't need to send him another.
President Donald Trump.
I'm looking for judges, people that will respect the Constitution.
Judges like Alabama's conservative Judge Sarah Stewart.
I'm Judge Sarah Stewart. I think it matters who serves on the Supreme Court.
Like President Trump, conservative Judge Sarah Stewart will uphold the Constitution. That's why she's running for the Alabama Supreme Court. More than 25 years of legal experience and over a decade on the bench, conservative Judge Sarah Stewart will protect our Second Amendment gun rights, defend the life of the unborn, and guard our nation against evildoers who threaten our way of life. Honest, fair, experienced. Conservative Judge Sarah Stewart is uniquely qualified to sit on Alabama's Supreme Court. Judge Sarah Stewart will ensure swift, firm, and fair justice. On July 17th, vote Conservative Judge Sarah Stewart to the Alabama Supreme Court. Paid for by Judge Sarah Stewart, Alabama Supreme Court, 2029B Airport Boulevard, number 206, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, I-10 westbound between Rangeline and 65, got an accident involving an 18-wheeler and two cars. It's off to the left median. Officers are there. A fire department's on the scene as well. Shouldn't be affecting traffic as you're traveling westbound I-10. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage. Get your traded value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less. With Toyota Care, no cost, two-year, 25,000-mile maintenance. SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 642 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile mornings on this Friday the 13th. Which, by the way, we're asking your question on superstitions being Friday the 13th, online opinion poll question.
Yes, since today is Friday the 13th, we're asking, are you superstitious?
Yes.
The answer is, of course.
Okay.
No way.
Uh-huh.
And only sometimes.
And I think
I would qualify in the only sometimes.
Only sometimes, meaning what?
Well, I'm not really superstitious about like Friday the 13th or walking under ladders or opening umbrellas indoors.
Right, but you have some very solid reasons to be superstitious.
Yeah.
What are those?
When my sports teams are playing, if it's during football season,
yeah.
Like if I'm microwaving food, I am so weird. I will microwave to the numbers of my favorite player. That's how weird
you're saying,
I am.
Like,
wait,
if it
say
says
that again. Say that again.
I will punch in the numbers on the microwave.
Yes.
If I need to microwave something for a minute, and it is, I don't know, hockey season, I might put in 59 for one of my favorite players, Roman Josi.
Because I know that if I do that,
he will score a goal that night.
Yeah.
I just know,
and
because it's happened before.
The puck will come through the TV and you will catch it.
And on Sundays in the NFL season, I may or may not wear the exact same clothes every Sunday.
You know,
you need to start doing a before and after.
Well, you need to
it would look the same every Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, I would like to cast aspersions, but in my house, I may not be a big part of it, but my better half.
Aww.
With the certain things that are done.
Yes.
The certain, which TV she's going to watch or not watch, where maybe some Alabama paraphernalia is in the house, if on the bookshelf and stuff. So
I love how your wife loves football.
That's just a beautiful thing.
She's
the biggest fan in the house. Are you superstitious?
You know, I would say I'm more about repetition. I like doing things.
You cannot hide under that is superstition. If you did, that is by the nature. That you can affect things that are now repetition. Meaning, if I do it this way, I'm successful in life or whatever.
Yes.
Building. That's just building. You know, good patterns. But saying. Uh-huh. If I do something that I have no control over, I now have control over because I'm doing a certain pattern. That, my friend, is
you call it what you want. I do want to say, because you mentioned Sunday, a quick correction regarding the last story that I did heading into break when it comes to Sacha Baron
Cohen.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm not a fan. I'm not against him.
You should be. Listen, it's more fun. If you're against him, then I can talk about how much I love him.
His show will air this Sunday night. I misspoke and said this evening. So just so for all of you who are wanting to set the DVRs or maybe catch the show, just so you know.
So we can expect some Trump tweets on Sunday night then.
It'll be good stuff.
Let the tweeting begin.
6:45, time to check headlines. Here's the superstitious Kelly Findlay.
Oh my gosh, I am not. Repetition. You don't go with that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, listen to this. Are you planning to vote in next week's runoff? Probably will not be a traffic jam if you decide to go, because Secretary of State John Merrill is predicting a 15-18% voter turnout for the runoff election on Tuesday.
Oh, that's percent. When I first saw it, I thought he meant maybe 15 to 18 people.
Okay. We can do better than that. Come on. So state runoffs next week include races to decide the Republican nominees for Attorney General, Lieutenant General, and Agricultural commissioner. So we've been talking to everyone from every category. We continue that talk later in the morning with Attorney General Steve Marshall coming in our 8 o'clock hour. Now, closer to home, there are also judicial races you need to know about at the circuit court and district court levels as well. Do not forget to check vote411.org. That's where you can find your polling place and maybe some answers to some of your possible questions. And you can also go to the FM Talk 106.5 Facebook page. We have a sample ballot there, so you can. We won't be surprised. You understand what it looks like, and you can be ready to make your choices known.
Well said.
Thank you. So the election's next Tuesday, July 17th. Polls open at 7 a.m. and close at 7 p.m. No excuses. All right, news from our courts. 37-year-old Ronald Lee Guy Jr. has been sentenced to a maximum of 1 year in jail, charged as criminally negligent in the homicide of a 4-year-old little boy who died when he was hit by a motorcycle in 2016. This information coming from the DA's office. Guy was convicted on the charge in May, court records show. Grand jury here in Mobile, they indicted him on a charge of manslaughter in May 2017. He was taken into custody a short time after that. Here's what happened. Police say the guy was operating his motorcycle in a, quote, reckless manner on Alba Club Road. His motorcycle hit little 4-year-old Soterio Osborne, who's from Mobile. That little guy was just outside playing with his brothers and other children in the area. Police say he was hit while he was trying to cross the street. And interesting to note, when it comes to Mr. Guy and his past, in October of 2014, he was arrested for reckless driving, carrying a pistol without a permit, and third-degree domestic violence. All this according to state court records. And when it comes to being criminally negligent and homicide, that is a Class A misdemeanor, according to Alabama law. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
I'm Circuit Judge candidate Brandi Hambright. It's unfortunate my opponent has chosen a platform of negative politics that certainly have no place in a judge's race. I have handled thousands of civil and criminal cases in the circuit courtroom. I'm the only candidate who knows criminal law, and I'm proud to be endorsed by Charlie Graddick, your tough on crime prosecutor and judge for 20 years. I stand for our families and our community. Please stand with me on July 17th. Vote experience. Vote integrity. Vote Brandi Hambright on July 17th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Brandi Hambright, Circuit Court, P.O. Box 1901, Mobile, Alabama, 366. On Dauphin Island, the 59th Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament is this Saturday. Tickets are $5 and go towards supporting the Mobile JC's Christmas shopping tour for underprivileged kids. Weigh Station opens at 10. Bring the family, see the fish, and enjoy a beautiful day on Dauphin Island. West End Beach movies this weekend, Storks and Moana. Snack vendors will be on site during the movies, and movies begin at dusk, so bring your chairs, blankets, and bug spray just in case, but please, no pets, glass, or grills. Dauphin Island, the Sunset Capital of Alabama.
This is Mike Huckabee. In the race for Lieutenant Governor, there's something you need to know. Will Ainsworth is trying to make you believe he has a relationship with Donald Trump that simply doesn't exist.
On February 27, 2016 in Huntsville, Will Ainsworth campaigned against Donald Trump. He said, Donald Trump is a con artist, not a conservative. His ridiculous act has gone far enough, and we have to put a stop to it now.
While Ainsworth was campaigning against Donald Trump, Twinkle Kavanaugh was going door-to-door for the president in multiple states. Twinkle fought for Donald Trump, not against him.
A con artist? That's what Will Ainsworth called our president in February 2016. Now he's trying to hide his record.
There's a clear choice for Lieutenant Governor. Will Ainsworth is intentionally trying to deceive you. He's the real con artist. Twinkle Kavanaugh is a champion for Donald Trump, and she'll fight for you too.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama, Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price. Meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
This Sunday, July 15th, is National Ice Cream Day. Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop is celebrating with her customers. Bring the whole family. Come out from 1 till 7 Sunday evening for face painting, a visit with Sunshine the Clown. Enjoy lots of giveaways and have lots of fun. It's Cammie's day to celebrate with all of her awesome customers. National Ice Cream Day this Sunday from 1 till 7 at Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop on the corner of Old Shell and Florida. Don't miss it.
Good morning. 9 minutes till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Big news for fans of the Paul Feinbaum Show right here on FM Talk 106.5 at 2 o'clock every weekday. USA Today Sports reported yesterday that Feinbaum is signing a new contract with ESPN and the SEC Network. His new deal is expected to be announced by ESPN today. Feinbaum's show has been on ESPN since 2014. At Wimbledon, Serena Williams defeated Germany's Julia Georges in straight sets 6-2 and 6-4 in the Wimbledon semifinals on Thursday. After winning, Serena spoke about being in the finals less than 1 year after giving birth.
Yeah, it was tough. And there was a time where I could barely walk to my mailbox. So I was saying that, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, she should be in the final, but for me, it's like it's such a pleasure and a joy because, you know, less than a year ago, I was going through so much stuff.
And for the second time in 3 years, Williams will face Angelique Kerber for the title. In yesterday's other semifinal match, the number 11 seed Kerber beat number 12 seed Jelena Ostapenko 6-3 and 6-3. Kerber lost to Williams in Wimbledon's 2016 final. They'll play tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. for the title. The Mobile Bay Bears lost last night's series opener to the Jackson Generals 8-7. The game went back and forth until Jackson got the winning run on a walk-off RBI single from the Generals' Jose Vinicio. Tonight, the Bay Bears will look to get even in the second game of the away series. First pitch is at 6:05. 6:52 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Mobile needs a tough conservative judge to keep our family safe, and the choice is clear. Conservative Harry Satterwhite has been a member of the Republican Executive Committee for almost two decades. He's a local ball coach and has been a conservative lawyer in Mobile for the last 25 years. Harry's opponent, Brandi Hambright, spent her career working for criminals. As a criminal defense lawyer and member of the Criminal Defense Bar for the last 18 years, Hambright has been working to put criminals back on the streets. Harry Satterwhite is not working for the criminals. In fact, Satterwhite has never made a living representing criminals. Harry Satterwhite is a pro-life, Second Amendment, tough-on-crime conservative. On July 17th, vote for the candidate who is not working for the criminals. Vote conservative, Harry Satterwhite, for circuit judge.
Paid for by Satterwhite for Judge, 1325 Dolphin Street, Mobile, 36604.
Your local Ram dealer is committed to giving you a great deal. And right now, during the Ram Summer Clearance Event, get $8,750 in total values on the 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab when financed. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer, shop more great deals on powerful Ram trucks, and check out Ram 1500's groundbreaking towing and payload capacities. And right now, get $8,750 in total values on the 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab when financed. Whether it's your family, a job, or a cause, your dedication goes beyond what's expected. And when you have the power of Ram trucks, you're pretty much unstoppable. See your local Ram dealer today and hurry into the Ram Summer Clearance Event. Class based on light-duty pickups. Total values include combined cash allowances and $3,000 Bighorn package value. Financing for well-qualified buyers when financed through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. Offer ends 7/31/18. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, I-10 westbound between Rangeline and 65 got an accident involving an 18-wheeler and two cars. It's off to the left median. Officers are there. A fire department's on the scene as well. Shouldn't be affecting traffic as you're traveling westbound I-10. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage. Get your traded value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less. With Toyota Care, no cost, two-year, 25,000-mile maintenance. SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your Anthem Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 655 FM Talk 106.5. This segment of Mobile Mornings brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. That's my buddy Trey. Trey Bennett and the crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Getting junk gone from your home, your office. Maybe you got to get a house ready to sell. You got a storage unit that you... If I quizzed you right now, I might have a better chance of telling you what's in there than you would. Listen, you got junk, you need it gone, and you need it done quickly. You need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Go online, make that appointment at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or just pick up the phone and give them a call at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You know, you've seen the truck in your neighborhood, around town. That's Trey and his crew, local franchisee for Mobile and Baldwin Counties, and a friend of mine. But don't hold that against him. Trey Bennett, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Time for headlines. Here's Kelly Findlay.
Thank you, Sean. Good morning. Mobile police need your help this morning after two people were shot very close to a Mobile elementary school. The victims are not being named at this hour. They were taken to the hospital. They did survive after that shooting near Eichold Mertz Elementary School Wednesday night. Shooting happened on Thompson Drive, which is close to Government Boulevard, at around 7 p.m. Here's what we know. Several shell casings were discovered at that scene. And, of course, police investigators are looking into all clues as to what prompted the shooting. Investigators do confirm that it was a man and a woman who were shot. But, again, their names are not yet being released, nor their condition. And there are no suspects being held at this time. But, yes, Sean.
Oh, nothing. No, I'm, oh. I listen to you.
Okay, because I listen to you, too. Yeah. But they could, of course, receive your assistance in this investigation. And coming up the next hour, I'm going to tell you how you can raise money, save lives, and have fun for up to 8 hours on a roller coaster.
Yeah, wouldn't be possible for me.
No.
The roller coaster thing.
I'm at the bottom holding the purses and eating.
I'll hang out with you.
Yeah, then waving to everybody.
That's right.
Have fun.
I'm with you. 657 coming right back.